Mishnayis Masecht Shkolim. First Mishnah, Bi'echod Ba'ador Mashmiyan Al Shkolim. It's the first day on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They are let people hear about the mitzvah to give Shkolim. That means in all Ori Yisrael, Beis Din sends out Shluchim to make announcements that people should know there's going to be a mitzvah to bring the Machzah Shekel. V'yal HaKlayim Huadin Beis Din sends out Shluchim to let the people know not to grow, not to plant klayim, not to grow different type of vegetables together. Some of Parashim learned this means that when they make the seeds, they put the seeds together in the same pot, like they should make sure you do not have a mixture of seeds. The Chamisha Osaboy, on the 15th day of Adar, is Kuren Esa Megillah, the Krachim. Then they land the Megillah in the cities that have a wall around it from Yemosh Yeshua, that's called Orei Krach. Then they laid the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Umesakten es hadrochim. Huadin Bezdin sits down to take care of the city, to mesakin the roads. V'yes harachoyvois, v'yes mikvoyes amayim. Other type of roads, the main roads, and to fix the mikvoyes amayim, if there are any mikvah of water that's broken, that has to be fixed, they take care of it now on the 15th day of Adar. They start to take care of the Tzorchei Rabbim. V'oisin kol Tzorchei Rabbim. And they do anything that's necessary for the Rabbim. They start taking care of this on Chamish Osar Ba'adur. And the Yerushalmi explains that this adds that Beis Din sits down now to take care of Dini Momnis, Dini Nefoshas, Dini Malkus, Opdiyas Erechim, Vecharomim, Vekdeshois, Vashkoi Saitos, Reifus Poro, Ritzias Avidivri. His Beis Din sits down now to take care of the Tzorchei Harabim. O Metzainin Es HaKvorus, they used to go around on Chamish Osar Ba'adur to make sure all the kvaros, ever somebody was buried, there's a tzion on top of it. That is a sign people should know not to walk over it, not to make themselves something. That's called the mitzayonim es kvaros, to make sure there's a tzion, there's a sign around the kever. Which at the times of the Gemara, they used to pour some lime around the kever. For simon, people should know not to walk over it. V'yoytzin af halakloyim. And now on Chamish Osaboy, the Beis Din sends out shluchim to check the fields. And if they find that people did grow, did plant klayim, they uproot it, they take it out of the fields now on Chamish Osar Ba'adur. Now, the reason why the first in the Mishnah starts off that Bechot Ba'adur Mashmin al Ashkolim, the reason why in Rosh Chodesh Adar, Beis Din notifies people to get ready to start giving the Machzah Shekel, the Gemara explains because really the Machzah Shekel had to be by the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the month when the Beis Din used to make the Trumas Halishcha, they used to start taking the money out now to buy it in the new Karbonis for the coming year. So in order that the money should reach the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they used to prepare them 1 month before to start to get ready to bring the Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. That it should be there on time for the Trumas Halishcha, which will take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mishnah Beis. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishoyna hoyu oikrin umashlichen lefneim. As at the beginning, when the shluchim went out on Chamish Osar Ba'adur, if they found people were growing klayim, growing two different type of vegetables together, they would just uproot the klayim and throw it down in front of them. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Misharabu Ovri Aveira, but when the Ovri Aveira, there were a lot of Ovri Aveira, and the Gemara explains that they enjoyed what they were very happy what you did. Because first of all, you were menachish, so they say him, you like uprooted the bad roots, so now what's there was growing much better. And plus, that they had hanor from the klayim, even though klayim is also bachila, but it's mutar b'hanor. So they used to give the klayim to the behemoth. So therefore, the rabbanim made another takana, hoyu oikrin u'mashlichen al adrochem. They used to uproot the klayim if they found somebody growing it, but they didn't throw it in front of the bailim that they could enjoy it, but rather they threw it like v'mokim hefker in the roads. And then, but still the Gemara says, still they were happy, the fact that their fields were menachish, like their fields were growing better now because they uprooted the klayim. So the Mishnah says, Heskinu shiyumafkirin kol asada kula. The final takana was that when the Shluchei Beis Din went out and found people growing klayim, they used to make the whole field hefker. And that's the yisoy that hefker Beis Din hefker, the Beis Din has a right to take away something from you and to make it hefker. So yeah, they used to take away the whole field from the owner, and it didn't belong to the owner anymore. It was like hefker. Whoever wanted to could come and be zecher in it. So that made them stop growing the klayim. Mishnah Gimel. V'chamish osaboy. On the 15th day of Adar, shulchonos hayu yoshvim b'medina. You used to have shulchanos, means tables, means people that used to exchange the money. In other words, if you had to give a machsa shekel, so you, if you didn't have the machsa shekel, you had a complete shekel, or you had to put pieces together to get the machsa shekel, you would give your money to the shulchani, and he would exchange it for you to give you back a machsa shekel. So hayayishim ba'medina means in Yerushalayim. And some say that it means b'chol or Yisrael. They used to sit on chamisha or sabadr. Be'eswim v'chamisha, when it came ready the 25th day of Adar, Yoshvu Bamigdash. Then the Shulchanis moved closer to the base of Migdash, to the Migdash, and there they were exchanged people to give them the money for the Machsa Shekel. Misha Yoshvu Bamigdash, as soon as it came the 25th day of Adar, that the Shulchani sat in the base of Migdash, his Chilul Mashkin. They started to take a Mashkin, started to take a pledge away from people that did not bring the Machsa Shekel yet. As Mima Mashkinin, who would they go to take a pledge away from them? Leviim v'Yisraelim, a Levi or a Yisrael, Gerim, a Geriemis, v'Yavodim v'Shuchrorim. Even though you were never Kenani, but now if you were freed, you're like a regular Yisrael, and you have a chiyuv to give a machsa shekel, and if you did not bring it by the 25th day of Adar, the Beis Din took away a pledge from you to make sure you would pay it up. Avoloi noshim v'Yavodim uktanim. But to women that did not take away a mashkin, who are din avodim that are not freed, and who are din ketanim. Now, why? Because ketanim are also potter from giving a machsa shekel. And poshut ketan here means up until he's 20 years old. That's what the pasuk says, kol eiver al pchudim mi ben esrim shana v'mala yitein trumas Hashem. That the chiyuv to give a machsa shekel is only chal when you're first 20 years old. Mishnah Vayta, kol ketan shehizchol oviv lishkol al yodoi, whenever a father started to give the machsa shekel for his son, shuvei nepoisik. This is a din midrabbanan that once he started, he should not stop every single year. He has to give again a machsa shekel for his son. V'ein memashkenin es hakahanim nifnei darke sholem. If a kohen does not pay the machsa shekel, we do not take away a pledge from the kohen, even though the mishnah's mashba the kohen has a chiyuv to give the machsa shekel. But mishum darke sholem, we don't bother them. And the Yerushalmi says it really means v'fnei derech hakovet. We have to be nei kovet to them, so we don't take away a mashkin from them. Mishnah Dalet. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Heyed ben Buchri b'Yavne, ben Buchri said over in Edis in Yavne, that kol koin, she shoykol einachoyta, any koin, if he does give the machsa shekel, is not doing a chet. Mashmi is allowed to do it. In other words, he's saying, even though he holds there's no chi of a koin, is not mechuyi to give a machsa shekel, but if he gives it, he's not over choyta. Now, even though the money is supposed to be shal tzibur, because these are for gabonis atzibur, and if you're pot for chorus, like you're giving your own money, still we say, no, you're giving it over to the tzibur, so you're not called the choyta. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai argues and says, loy, that's not pshat. Ki the pshat is like this, elo kol koin she'emer shekel choyta. Any kohen that does not give the machsa shekel is over a chet. Because he holds that the kohanim are mechuyev to give a machsa shekel. Elo shekohanim darshe mikra zeli yatsman. But the reason why there was such a minig that the kohanim did not give, because the kohanim made a mistake, and they darshe in the posik this way for themselves. That the posik says, kol minchas kohen kolul tiye loy seyochel. Any time a kohen brings his own mincha, the din is you're not allowed to eat the mincha, so the whole mincha has to be burnt. It has to be burnt. So they said now, Ho Yovo Omer Ushtei Halechem Polechem Aponim Shalonu, like Manashach, these are called a korban a minchas tzibur. The korban Omer, a mincha that they brought the second day Pesach, or Shtei Halechem is brought on Shavuos, or Lechem Aponim brought every single Shabbos. These are called minchas tzibur. Now they're going to say, if we have to give money for the machsa shekel, so it's considered that the korban, this mincha belongs to us. Habizoy Heich Necholim, how are we allowed to eat it? Because the halacha is, any mincha that belongs to a kohen, you're not allowed to eat. So since these menachas you are allowed to eat, it's rare that the kohanim are not allowed to give money for their potter from the machsa shekel. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that they made a mistake, because this drasha is only for a mincha of a yochid, a kohen yochid, his own private mincha. Then we say the whole thing has to be burnt. Ma'ashenkein, by mincha sibur, you don't have this drasha. A mincha sibur, even though the kohanim have to give money, are part of the minchas a tzibur, so the loch rizah, it's allowed to be eaten. Just like the oimer and shtei lechem, lechem aponim, the kohanim do eat it, because a minchas tzibur, even though the kohanim give money for the machsa shekel, still they're allowed to eat it. The Mishnah Hei, afo pi shomru, even though we said that ein mamashkin in noshim, v'yavodim ketanim, that for the machsa shekel, that if they do not give it, we do not take away a pledge from an Isha or from an Evro for Ketanim, im shoklu mekabla miyodin. In other words, really miyikar adin, they're potter from giving, but the Chiddush is, if they do give, though, we're allowed to take it from them. And we don't say it's like money belonging to a yochet or private person, but rather we say they give it over to the tzibur, and now it becomes moyes shel tzibur. So the Mishnah ha-nochri, agoy, v'hakusi, those were geri emes, but then later they were machs l'surim. They turned back to do a ra again, bid. She'eshoklu, if they give a machs ha-shekel, ein mekabla miyodin. We do not accept it from them. The Zawatana holds that a kusi has the same halacha like a goy, and the din is for the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, or for the kabbonis, we do not accept any money from goyim. V'yei mekablin miyodom, kine zovin v'kine zovas v'kine yodis. We do not accept from a goy the kinim, the birds, for a chiyah, for korban of a zov, or a zovais, or yodis, v'chatoyis v'ashomis, for a korban chatas, or for korban oshim. But the klal is any time a korban that is a chiyah to bring, a goy cannot bring that korban. Avo nedorum unudovis mekablim miyodin. Mashenken, a goy, he is allowed to bring a korban nedova. If he wants to bring for a present, a korban early, he's allowed to. So for this, if they send the money, they send the korban, we are mekablim miyodin, we could accept it from them. Zeha klal, this is the rule. Kol shenidor venidov. Any korban that's brought for Torah and nedova, you can make a ned, you could bring it. Is mekablim miyodin, we accept it from a goy. Kol she'ein nidor v'nidav, mashenken a korban that does not come because you made a neder, but rather it only comes if you have a chiyav, l'mosh like a korban chatis, you have to do an avera, or you led this when you gave birth, then we say ein mekablim yodim. We are not allowed to accept this korban from a goy, because there's no such chiddush. As the pasuk only says, ish, mi beis yisrael minager b'yisrael, she yakav korban, korban l'chol nidreim l'chol nidvoisam, the pasuk says. And this we darshan, ish, is the rabbi says hanochrim. But it's only a chiddush a goy could bring, like a korban neder or nedava, something that you could bring without a chiyuv. But any time there's a chiyuv to bring the korban, the goy is potter from all these chiyuv and we can't bring these korbanos. Now the Mishnah says, v'chein hu mefayrish ayidei Ezra. We have a raya from the pasuk in Ezra like this, that we cannot accept any money from the goyim for the binyan based hamigdish or for the korbanos. Because the pasuk says, shenemar, loy lochem v'lonu livnois es beis elokeinu. Like we can't use anything from you goyim or the kusim to help us building in the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah Vav, v'elu shechayovim b'kolvin. These are the people that have a chiv when they give a machzah shekel, they have to add on to it an extra small coin, the kolvin. Leviim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'yavodim shechrorim. Is the people that have a chiyah to give a machzah shekel, a levi or yisrael or a ger or an eved meshucher, avoloi kahanim. But a Kohen, even though he has the chiyuv to give a machzah shekel, this must rabbona pater him, he doesn't have to give an extra kolbein. Mishum shum kvaydoi, he doesn't have to give the extra kolbein. V'noshim huadin anisha, since she's potter mitzad adin, if she wants to give the machzah shekel, she does not have to add this extra coin, the kolbein. V'yavodim uktanim, the same thing for Nevin and the Kohen, since they're potter, they don't have to give this extra kolbein. Now hashoikol ayidei Kohen, if somebody pays for a Kohen, or else Ayidei Isha, he's paying for an Isha also. Ayidei Eved, he's paying for an Eved, the Machzah Shekel. Ayidei Kotten, or else he's paying for a Kotten also. Potter. Then we say he's Potter from giving this Kolban. In other words, let's say a person gives a Shekel Sholem, a complete Shekel. And he says, a Machzah Shekel, half of this is for my Chiv, and half of it is either for the Kayin, for the Isha, or for the Eved, or for the Kotten. So this person is Potter from giving the extra Kolban. Or since he's paying along, he's helping out somebody else, is given an Isha or an Eved or a Kotin, so then we say he's potter from paying the Kolban. What about the Yimshokol al Yodoi, the Ayad Chaveri? But let's say no, he's paying for himself or for his friend. But by paying for his friend means that there'll be a Chayv, their friend will have to pay him back. But he's just laying out the money now for his friend, then we say Chayev a Kolban. He has to give a Kolban, he has to add this extra money. Rabbi Meir says, Shnei kolboinus. He has to add two kolboinus. And the reason for Rabbi Meir is, because Rabbi Meir shitra is, that every single person, when they pay a machzah shekel, even if they give only a machzah shekel, there's no changing involved, still you have to add this extra kolboin. Because Rabbi Meir shitra was, he dashed in the midiraisa, that kemin madbeya shaleish hera kodesh baruch hu lamoshe. V'yomaloi kizeh yitnu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold Moshe that the coin has to be a pure silver coin, right out of the fire. That's the coin of a Machzah Shekel you have to give. Now, all our machsa shekel is not pure out of the fayim. It's missing some silver. Therefore, we have to add, according to Rameyi, you always have to add an extra kolvin. That even if you give a complete machsa shekel. But here we're talking about you giving a shekel sholem. So really, this shekel sholem would have had to be changed over into two machsa shekel. Now, usually the pshat from paying the kolvin is that since for changing over the money, usually they charge for that. They charge you some money. So the Rabbanan made a takana that the money you would have paid this changer that changes over the money for you from whatever coin you want from the shekel into a machsa shekel, the pay that you would have paid him, the Rabbanan said, give this now for the machsa shekel also. So according to Rameh, in such a case, you have to give two kolbonis. One because of the exchange that's going on, and one because every person has to give an extra kolbon when he pays the machsa shekel. So the Mishnah, ha-noisein seller, if somebody gives the gizbor a seller, v'noito shekel, and he takes back from the gizbor a shekel. In other words, I'm saying, a machsa shekel I want to give for the gizbor for the machsa shekel, and a machsa shekel I want to get back. So the Mishnah says, chayiv shnei kolbonis. In such a case, it's a chiyuv to give two separate coins. And this chur goes even according to Rabbanan. And the pshat is that it looks like two different transactions here. You're giving a shekel, and first you want to have it exchanged over into machsa shekel in order to give a machsa shekel for the mitzvah of machsa shekel. And also it looks like since you're receiving back to take home a machsa shekel, it looks like there was a second changeover, that you changed over your shekel in order to get a machsa shekel back to take home. So it looks like two different exchanges took place. So you have to pay like twice the exchanger. Therefore, the takana of the Rabbanan was this money should go legizber into the machsa shekel. Mishnah Zayin, ha shekel ayidei oni. If somebody pays for an oni, for ayidei shcheinu, or else you're paying for yourself and for your chaver. No, it's not pater as a halvoy. You're not going to ask him to pay the money back. You're like giving him a matana. You're giving now the gizber a shekel sholem, and you're saying half of it is for me, and half I'm paying for this oni. Or I'm paying for my neighbor. Vayidei ben ira, I'm paying for somebody else. Then potter. Then we say, since you're doing somebody else a favor, and you're paying from him, like in such a case, if I say the exchanger did not charge any money for this, so therefore you're potter from paying the kolbon. V'yim hilvon, but let's say no, you're paying for, you're laying out the money for them, but of course you want them to pay you back later, then we say chayim. Then you'll have a chiyuv to pay the extra kolbon. Ho'achin v'yashutfim. Let's say two brothers, then the father died, they have Yerusha now, and they became shutfas together. So look at it like this. Shechayovim b'kolboin. At the time when they have a chiyuv to give the extra kolboin, when they pay the machsa shekel, which means after the brothers divided up the chalukah equally, and now it's considered like they have their own money, so when you're paying your own money, you have to add an extra kolboin. In such a case, peturim m'maisa behema. Since they have their own chalukah ready, they divided up the Yerusha, and now they became shutfim again. The loch is when two people own the hamis b'shutfis with their partnership, they are potter from Maisa Behemah. Even though 10 new animals were born to them, they are potter from giving the 10th one like for Maisa Behemah. What about ukeshechayovim b'Maisa Behemah? But at the time when they would have a chiyuv to give Maisa Behemah, that was before they made the chalukah. Even though the father died, it's considered right now the Yerusha is betusas abayis, like they both only own their father's property. So it's considered like it's still by the father. There's only one owner. There's no shutfis yet. So then they are chiyuv to give Maisa Behemah. In such a time is peturim in akolbein. When they take now a shekel to pay for the two brothers, a machsa shekel each one, they are potter for paying a kolbein. Because it looks as if the money still belongs to the father, and like the father is paying for them. So that was the mission before. When you give somebody else a maton, you're paying for somebody else, you're potter in akolbein. So the mission of the kamba he kolbein, how much is this extra coin you have to give? More kesef, a more kesef, that's the name of the coin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim Meirim, a chatzi more, that's enough to give for this extra kolbein. Yeah, that's the end of the Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni, mitzorfin shkolim lidar koinois, mifnei masu haderech. If someone, let's say, you collect all the machsa shekel in your city, and you want to send it now to the Beis HaMikdash, so you're allowed to change it over into that koinos, into golden coins, so it should not waste so much to carry it to the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenken, if you'd have to carry all the machsa shekel, it'd weigh a lot, so you'd have to change it over. So the Mishnah Kishem Shehoyu Shafaras B'Mikdash, the same way there was a shofar, like a box, to collect the machsa shekel in the Mikdash, Kochoyu Shafaras B'Medina, the same way they had the shofar, this a box, to collect the money B'Medina and the rest of Yerushalayim. Now, B'nei Yair, the people in the city, Sheh Shilcho Eshek Leim, if they collected the machza shekel, let's say the people living in Tveria, they all collected the machza shekel, and they sent it now with the shliach to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. V'nignivu ashavdu. It was stolen from the shliach, from the messenger on the way, or else it was lost. Now what's the halacha? So in Nisrimu HaTruma, if the Bezdin, it was already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that they took out the Truma Salishcha, they made a Truma. They took out some money from the Lishcha. Then we say, Nishboyin La Gizborim. So the din is, the Mishnah is going now, that Torahim Al-Osir Ve'al-Osir Ligvois. That as soon as the Bezdin makes the Truma, it's as if they made the Truma for anybody that has in mind to give the Machza Shekel. So it's considered like the Shliach's money already arrived in the Beis HaMikdash. So who's losing out now that it got lost or got stolen? The Gizbar. Because the people from the Bnei Ir, they like were already Mekayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, Nishboyin La Gizborim. The Shliach now has to swear to the Gizbar that he was not a Poshe, it was not his fault that it got lost. The Yimlov, let's say it got stolen before the Bezdin made the Truma Salishcha, so it got stolen at the time when it was not considered given over to the Beis HaMikdash yet. It was still in the Rishus of the Bnei Ir. Then we say Nishboyin Lof Bnei Ir. This Gizbar, this Shliach, has to swear to Bnei Ir, to the people in the city, that he was not Poshe, it was not his fault. Now, Bnei Ir, Shekla Tachtayim, the people in the city have to send another Machza Shekel. Because since it never reached the Gizbar yet, they weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, they have to give a second time a Machza Shekel. What's going to be now Ninsu? Let's say after they gave the, or they set aside the second money for the Machza Shekel, now they found the first Machza Shekel. Oy Shech Zirum HaGanovim. Or else the Ganovim gave back the Machza Shekel that they stole. Is you have both of them in front of you now. What should you do with them? So Elu V'Elu Shkolim. Both of them have a Shem Shkolim. In other words, you can take the choice to give whichever one you want. V'Yein Olin Lehen L'Shar Nabo. But this will not help for the next coming year. In other words, you cannot use this money to pay for next year's Machza Shekel, but rather one of them goes for this year's Machza Shekel, and the second one goes for last year's. As you put it into the shofar for the nedava, that they use it to buy korban olos when the mizbeach is empty.
Yeah.
Mishnah Beis. Ha noisen shikla nechaveroi. Lishkol al yodoi. If somebody sends the machza shekel with his friend to take it to the Beis HaMikdash for him, ushkoloi al yidei atzmoi. Now this friend, when he takes the money, he doesn't give it for you, he gives it for himself. He wants to use it to patter himself from the trumas, from the machza shekel. So the din is, in Nisrim or Truma, if the Gizbar already took out the Truma Talishra, they already made a Truma, then we say Mual. Now this Chaber is over in Isamila, and like he has to bring a Korban. Because once the Bezdin makes the Truma, it's still like the Bezdin made the Truma for the first person, the one that sent it. Now his friend, when he's using it for himself, he's having some enjoyment out of Hegdish. What kind of enjoyment is he having? So Yishalmi says, because now the Bezdin will not come and take away a mashkin from him. So he's saving himself the mashkin. That's considered like he had a no from Hegdish, because really this money is Hegdish's now. Because once they made the Truma, it's considered like the Truma was chal for the original Bailam. So since you're having enjoyment from Hegdish, it's called Mol. What about HaShoykel Shikloi Mimoyes Hegdish? You had money Hegdish in your Rishus, and you made a mistake. Now you forgot it was Hegdish, and you gave it now for the Machza Shekel. So we say, in Nisrimo Sruma, if the Bezdin already took off the Truma Salishcha, they took off some money out of the Lishcha, for Korva HaBehema, and they already brought the Behemoth, then Moel. Then we say, you're over the Yisamila. Now, the Yisamila here, the Hanoi you're having again, is the fact that the Bezdin will not take away a Mashkin from you, because you already paid the Truma, the Machza Shekel. Even though you're only paying it with Hegdish's money, that's considered you're having enjoyment from Hegdish. However, here the Mishnah says you only chayav yisamila if the Hegdish already bought the korban. The Farshim say the pshat is because you're only over the yisamila if you might see the moyis may Hegdish lechulin. Now here, when you give over the Hegdish dika money to the gizbar, you weren't might see lechulin. It's only when later the Hegdish takes the money and buys the korban with it, that's when they're taking this money out lechulin. That's called the made hoitzor from Rishus Hegdish to Rishus Chulin. So some of first learned that in the ratio also the same thing. When the person took his friend's Machza Shekel, he's also not over the Yisamila until later Hegdish takes the money and buys the korban with it, and the Maitziyat Mehegdish Kehulin, that's when the Yisamila is Chal, even in the ratio also. Later, Midmei Maisesheni, Midmei Shvius Yoichal Kinegdon. Let's say somebody took money from Maisesheni to pay the Machza Shekel, or else he took money from Shvius, is here the din is Yoichel Kenegdom, which really means you could be poydrit. In other words, take another shekel now and say, wherever the money of Maaseh Shein is, I want the Kedusha of that money to be chal on this money. So Melo, the money you gave for the Machzor Shekel becomes Chulin, you will Makam your Mitzvah's Machzor Shekel, and the money you have right now, this money you have to eat, buy things, eat the Bateras Kedusha's Maaseh Shein. And the same thing Bishvius also. You have to take new money and say, wherever that money is, the Kedusha from that money should be chal on this money. So the first money becomes chulin, you're makayim the mitzvah's machzor shekel with that money, and this new money you have right now, you have to be noyik kedusha shvius with it. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-mechaneis mois, if somebody collects money together, the omer, and he says, harei elu l'shikli, the money I'm setting aside now, like he puts in penny by penny into his pushka, and he says, every penny I put in, I'm putting this in to eventually have money to give the machzor shekel. Is Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Moisar and the Dover. The left, let's say he now eared it up and he gave enough pennies, too many, he has more than the value of a Master Shekel. The leftover money is still in the Dover. We say it's like he was Makdashit, and it's Moisar of Maaseh Sheni. That goes in the Dover means for the Kaitzam is Beich. They put it into the Pushka, we'll see later the Shefarot that says in the Dover on it, and they took that money to buy carbon oils with it. Ubeisilul, Omer Beisilul says, no, Moisar and Chulun. The leftover money here is Chulun, because you were not mischaven to be makdish, only today, shikle bavad. And anything more than that is like hegdish, but toys, the hegdish is not chal. What about, she'ovi mehen l'shikli? Somebody said that, I'm going to collect money right now, in order to bring for machzor shekel. Hey, she'ovi, I should be able to bring this money for the machzor shekel. Is shoven here both, even by shami is moida, shemei sorin chulin. That if you put there more money, the leftover money is chulin. Because you said the favorite, you spoke out with a condition, I'm only putting the money here that I need for Machzor Shekel. So if you put more money, it's like you said the favorite, you don't want it to be for the Machzor Shekel, but you want it to be chulin better. Eilu lechatis. Let's say somebody says, this money right now, I'm setting aside for a korban chatis that I have to bring. I'm setting aside $100 for it. Ishovin shamois in the dover. Here even by Silva's murder, if you only spend $80 for the korban, the extra $20 still has kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shofar shel nedava. What about she'ovi mehen lechatis? We say clearly, I'm collecting money now that I should be able to take this money and to buy a korban chatis. Then we say shovin shehamoyser chulin. That leftover money is also chulin here. Because here it's also like you spoke out in condition that I'm only setting aside the money in order to be able to bring a korban chatis. So that's the only purpose you makdish it. So more than that remains chulin. Hey shovim mehen lechatis. I'm setting aside money now only to use it to bring the korban chatis. It's like you spoke out, and everybody's moida shamoise chulin. Leftover money is chulin. Mishnah Dalet. Omer Rabbi Shimon, ma bein shkolim lechatis. What's the difference between shkolim and chatis? Notice that we said in the Mishnah before that if somebody says hare elu l'shikli. So Beis Hillel holds the leftover money is chulin. But if somebody says, Hooray Elu Lechatis, even the leftover money is nedova. What's the difference? So, Shkolim Yesh Lem Kitzvah. Shkolim, we know exactly how much you have to use. So therefore we said, you only meant Metchilo to set aside the money for the Machzor Shekel, and anything more is chulin according to Beis Hillel. Vechatis Ein Lo Kitzvah. Mashenkin, when you set aside money to buy a korban chatis, you could really use as much money as you want. Like, even though you could buy a small korban, you could have also bought a big korban. So as much money as you set aside now, it all has kedushas chatas on it. Rabbi Yehuda says, afli shkolim ein lem kitzvah. No, even for shkolim also, there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount how much you have to give. Why? Because kishe'olu yisrael min ha-goyla. When the Yidden by Shas Ezra first went up from the Golas into Eretz Yisrael, when they first built the Bayis Sheni, Hoyu Shoklin Darkoinis, they made everybody give a golden coin for a Machzor Shekel, which was really, it was worth Shnei Sloyim, really four Shkolim, it was worth. Chazul Lishko Sloyim, the next year they made everybody made a Sloyim, which is like two Machzor Shekel. Chazul the third year Lishko Tvoyim, the next year they made everybody take and give Mamish a Machzor Shekel. Then Ubiksho Lishko Dinorin, the next year they want to make everybody give a chatzi machzor shekel, only a dinner, and this omer, and that didn't happen. In other words, less than a machzor shekel you can't give. However, there are times that Bezin could be mechayev everybody to give more than a machsa shekel. So you see, lechuras ain't like kitzva. Sometimes you may have to give more than a machsa shekel. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Shimon, afal piken, even so, yad kulim shava. No matter how much you have to give, let's say at that time, the first year, by the Bayi Sheni, they had to give a darkoinos, but the pshat was everybody had to give that amount of money. So it was you do it, how much you have to give. Avuchatis, mashenka, when you set aside your money for korban chatis, zeh maybe bisela, zeh maybe bishtayin, zeh maybe bisholish. There's no set money how much you have to set aside for a korban chatis. One person can spend a seller, one, two, one, three. So therefore we say as much money as you set aside, all the money could be used for a korban chatis. Therefore the leftover money has kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shrefer shonadov. Mishneh hei. Moisash kolim chulin. The leftover money you set aside for machsa shekel is chulin. You could use it for yourself. Like we had before, if you set aside money for the shekel and you find out you had more than that, so the moisir is left over according to Beis Hillel's shita. What about the moisir asira seifa? The leftover money you set aside to buy the asira seifa, whether you were yochid that had a chet, moshla bitis chosayim, or a tumas amigdish, or kadoshiv, that the pasuk says if you're too poor to bring even birds, you could bring a korban, you could bring asira seifa seilis. So let's say you set aside money for that, and you have leftover money now. What do you do with leftover money? Or else, moisar kine zavim, for kine yodis. Anisha, there was a zavis, or a man of zavim, that set aside money to buy the birds, and they had more money than they needed. Or else, v'chatoyis v'yashamis, somebody set aside money to buy a korban chatas or korban oshim, and he didn't use up all the money. The locher is moisarehem nedava. The leftover money goes for the shreifa called the dava, which is used to buy a korban oilo. When the mizbeach is empty, they didn't have too many korbanos that day, the kanim used to buy korban oilos and bring it. Zehaklo, this is the general rule. Kol shu bo l'shem chatis. Any money that was set aside to buy a korban chatis, l'shem ashma, any type of a korban that you have a chiyuv to bring because you did a chet, is moisar nedava. Leftover money that's not used for the korban has the kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shreifa shaladova that's used to buy a korban oilus for the mizbeach. What about meiser oilu loilu? If you set aside money to buy a korban oilu, so leftover money you buy another korban oilu from it. Meiser mincha la mincha. You have leftover money that you set aside to buy a mincha, you can go ahead and buy another mincha with leftover money. Moisa shlomim la shlomim. If you have money set aside to buy a korban shlomim and you didn't use it all up, you can buy yourself another korban shlomim. Moisa pesach la shlomim. The leftover money for korban pesach also comes for a shlomim. Moisa nazirim la nazirim. Is that the people collected money to give money for nazirim in order for a nazir to bring his korban? Not for any special nazir. Stam, they collected money to give klal to nazirim. So the leftover money they use for another nazir. What about moiser nazir? Let's say one person that's a nazir set aside money for his own karbonis is lanadova. If he has leftover money, it goes lanadova. Moiser aniyim laniyim. If the people collected money for the poor people in the city and they used it up right now and they have leftover money, they leave it for more aniyim. Moiser oni liyos oni. Let's say he collected money for one oni and it came out, he gave him enough money, he doesn't need any more. Still we say the money goes to him. If people collected money for pidyon shvuyim to capture safe people that were captured by the goyim, we have to use it only for that purpose, to save captured people. If you collected money for one special year that was captured, you didn't need so much money, the leftover money you have to give to him. If you collected money in order to be able to bury the mesim, so even though you did one or two, you have to leave the money for more mesim. Moiser hames liyorshev. Let's say you collected money for a special person that was mace. So even though you had enough, you collected enough money to take care of the tzorchei misa, the leftover money you give to the yorshim, the people that inherit him. Rabbi Meir Oymeno, Moiser hames yemunach at shiavi Eliyahu. As Rabbi Meir's mesupik will soon see what to do with that money, whether we should use it for the mace himself or we should use it for the yorshim. Therefore, you leave it until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Rabbi Nosson Leimer, Rabbi Nosson says, Moiser hames, boinen lo nefesh akivrei. He holds a svara, no. The money was collected for this mace. This mace for sure wants the money to be used for himself. He does not want it to go to his yorshim. What do you mean it's used for himself? Boinen lo nefesh akivrei. build on top of his kever a nice tzion, a nice monument built for him. So the kids said the money should be used for the mates and not to be given over to the yorshim. That's these two svaris. Either the money goes to the yorshim or else it goes to the mace itself, and Rabbi Meir is mesupik what the locher is. Therefore, you're supposed to leave it over until Eliyahu Hanavi will come. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Per Gimel. Mishnah Aleph. Bishloisha Prokim Bashana, three different times of the year. Torim Yemesa Lishcha. Did the Bezin like go into the Lishcha, that's a special room where they used to keep all the Machsa Shekel, and they used to take out a Truma, we'll see later on, they used to take out a few baskets full of the money to use to buy the new Karbonis for this coming year. Now, Befreis HaPesach, that's like 15 days before Pesach. Befreis Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. Befreis HaChog, 15 days before Sukkos. Vehein Gronis L'maisa Behema. This is the same time also that people have to give a Maisa Behema. The animals that were born between one time to the next time, if you have 10 now, you have to this time now give a Maisa Behema. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ben Azai Yemer, Ben Azai says, V'esrim V'sisha Bader. No, not the 15 days before Pesach, but rather the 29th day of Adar, that's the time, that's called Befreis HaPesach. That's the day when you have to take off the Trumas HaLishra. Uv'yechud B'Sivan, it's not 15 days before Shavuos, but only on the first day of Sivan. Uv'esrim V'sisha Bov, and the 29th day of Ov, that's the time that's kaveh to take off Ma'aseh Behema. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Aymin, B'yechud B'Nisan, no, the first day of Nisan, B'yechud B'Sivan, B'yesrim V'sishu Belu, that's the time to take off Ma'aseh Behema. Mifnei Ma Omru, B'yesrim V'sishu Belu, how come it said the 29th day of Elul, B'loy Omru B'yechud B'Sishrei, why doesn't it say the first day of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah? Mifnei Shu Yomtev, because that's a Yomtev. B'yesh Shalaseh B'Yomtev, you're not allowed to take off Ma'aseh Behema on Yomtev. The figure, therefore, Hikdimu L'yesrim V'sishu Belu. Therefore, they said the 29th day of Elul, that's the day to take off Ma'aseh Behema. Mishnah Gimel. B'sholosh Kupois. Exactly how did they take off the Trumas Alishcha? They went in there with three baskets. Shel Sholosh Sholosh Sin. Every basket was big enough to hold three soin. Terminas Alishcha. That's the way they took off the Trumas Alishcha. The Chosse Behen on these three different baskets, they wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. Each one had an Aleph, then a Beis, then a Gimel. Rabbi Yishmur Loimer, Yevonis Kosov Lehen. They wrote it in Greek, in Yevonis, and Alpha Beisa Gemola. Ein HaTorim Nichnas. Now the term, the one that went in to take off the Truma Salishka, take out the money, he couldn't go into that room, Loibe Paragoit Chofis. Not if he had like hems on his pants. For Loibe Minil, he couldn't go in there with shoes. For Loibe Sandal, not with sandals. For Loibe Tfilin, not wearing Tfilin. For Loibe Kumeya, not wearing an ornament. Shema Yoni, because we're afraid that people will say he stole the money when he went in. He took money for himself, and he stole it, he hid it in one of these places. What do you mean? Shema Yoni, maybe throughout this year this person will become a nun, become poor. For Yoni, well, people are going to say, Me'avrein halishcha heni. You know why he became poor? Because when he went in to take out the Trumas halishcha, he stole the money there. That's why he became poor. Or maybe the other way, Shema Yashir, who'll become rich. And people will say, Mitrumas HaLishcha Heshir. You know why he became rich? Because he stole the money from the Lishcha. So the Mishnah explains now, even though really, like, if you know you didn't do it, so why can't you go in this way? Still, Lefi Sha'odom Tzorech Lotzei Shidei HaBriyais Kederech Shetzorech Lotzei Shidei HaMokam. The same way he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem, he also has to be clean in the eyes of his friends. And any time his friend will be Choshed, will think maybe did something wrong, you shouldn't do it. Shenema the Pasek says in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, V'heyisem nikiyem Hashem u'me Yisrael. You have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. V'yomer Pasek Mishlei u'metzah chein v'seichel toiv v'yenu elokim v'yodim. You have to find seichel toiv in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Adam also, in people. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel hoyenichnas v'shikloi v'enetz beisav. The Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they used to go in right before the person was going to take off the Trumas Lishra. They went into that room like and had their Machsa Shekel in their hands. V'zorkoi lefnei haTorim. And they threw their Machsa Shekel right in front of the person that's going to take out the Trumas Lishra here. So now, v'haTorim, and this person now that took out the Truma, mischavein, he had kavonot, like to use Rabbi Gamliel's coin. V'doichachoi lakupa, he made sure to push it into the kupa, that he's going to use this money now to buy the new Karbonis. Because even though he wasn't mechuyif to do this, because that's the halacha, when the term takes out the money, it's considered like he's making a shutfas now the whole Klal Yisrael, but still, mishum chumra, they wanted their money for sure to be used. Ein ha-torim, torim. The person that goes to take out the trumas lishka, to take out the 3 buckets worth of money, ad sheyayim lehem esrim. If he can't go in until he has to first ask them, should I go in? They have to answer back to him, Turaim, 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 Sholosh Pomim. They have to say, yes, go in, take off the Truma now, go in, take off the Truma now, go in, take off the Truma now. Mishnah David. Torah Nesor Rishreina. So he's saying now, before Pesach, like 15 days before Pesach, they took off the first Truma Halishcha. Or Nechape Bik Kavlois. After they took out the Truma Halishcha, they covered up any leftover Machzor Shekel there with a piece of leather. Shiniya, then when it came the second time to take off the Machzor Shekel, before Shavuos, again, Umechapa Biktav Lois. After they took off, used to cover it up another time, to cover up any Machzor Shekel that came in between, cover it up with skin again. In other words, the Indian is, that when you used to take out the Machzor Shekel by Pesach, let's say, so from all the money there, they already took off a Truma. Now what happened was, people used to keep on sending in more money later on. So when they took a second Truma, it should only be from the new money that came in now, not from the money that was there the first time. So therefore, after you took off the first Truma, we had to cover up the leftover money with a piece of skin to know that all the new money now is like separate, and you'll only take the second Truma from the new money. Shlishis, the same thing, when you covered up, when you took the third time the Truma Zalishcha, then Lehoye Mechapi, you did not have to cover it up anymore. Why? Because you're not going to take Truma anymore. That's it. The third time is the last time. Shema Yishkach V'Yitra Min Adovra Torum. Now the reason why you're supposed to put the pieces of leather in between one and the other is not to take to use the money that was already once used for Truma. In other words, you shouldn't be Torum now from money that was already had Truma taken from it. Torah Mesori Shoyna L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. Heis by Befreisa Pesach. 15 days before Pesach, that's the first, like Matrash Chodesh Nisan. Who gave money to the Machzor Shekel already? Usually only the people living around in Eretz Yisrael, around the Beis Hamikdash. So those were the people that brought their money ready. So they had kavanah should be done for the people of Eretz Yisrael. Shniya, the second time, b'shas shvuos, l'shum k'rochim hamakofim lo. The cities around Yerushalayim. That was also, they were able to get there by that time. The yashlishis, the third time, around Sukkot time, l'shum bavel. They had a mind in the people living in bavel. Or l'shum modai, people living in modai. Or l'shum medinas or achaykes. Any faraway city. The mistama, like their money, first came later on, so they have now in mind to give the truma for them. Here, Perik Dalit. Ha truma ma me hoyu oisin bo. After they took out the money, the truma salishcha, what did they do with this money? Loichim bo tamidim. They used to buy korban tamid to bring every single day. That was a korban siba. Musafin on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, also a korban siba musaf. They bought it from this money of the truma salishcha. Finiskayim. They had to bring the Nesachim, either the flour for the Mincha, or else the yain for the Nesachim, also they brought from this money. Ha'imer, who adin, on the second day Pesach, the Korban Ha'imer they brought from this, Ushtei Halechem, on Shavuos they bought from this money, V'lechem Aponim, every Shabbos Lechem Aponim was bought from this money, V'chol Korbanos HaTzibur, and any Korban Tzibur was also bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. Shomrei Svichim Bashvius. Now on Shavuos, the Loch Rish is not allowed to plant anything, and still, on Shavuos, you have to bring the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Alechem only from the wheat or from the barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. So on Shavuos, you don't have too much barley growing. So Bezdin used to have this special Shomer, special watchman, to watch the Svichim. That means the barley that grows by itself, to make sure they'll be left over to be able to use for the Korban Omer. So you had to have a watchman watch it. So how do we pay the watchman? Noitzen Schor Mitrumas Halishcha. They take their pay from the Trumas Halishcha. Since they're watching it today in order to be able to have the Korban Omer, this is also called Tzarchei HaKorban, they get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rabbi Yossi says, Aforoitze misnadir Shoy Mechinim. Even if the Shoy Mechinim wants to do it without pay, he wants to be a Shoy Mechinim, so then the pshat is, when he collects the wheat or the barley, it's his own private barley. Still, he's allowed to give it over to the tzibur. They could use it for the korban tzibur. Is Amrulah the Chum argument? Rabbi Yosef said back to him, "Avat Oimer she'enam boyim ela mishal tzibur." That's no good, because if it's a shem mechinim, in other words, he owns the barley by himself. How could he give it over for us to use for the korban oimer, which is a korban tzibur, it's coming mishal yochid, it's coming from a private person. And we can't use a private person's thing for the korban tzibur. Mashenkin Reb Yosi holds that no, the shei mechinim, even though he owns it, true, but now he has not to give it over completely to the tzibur. He's like makner to the tzibur, so it ends up to be the tzibur's money, the tzibur's bali. Therefore, they could use it for the korban oimer. And the Chum say, we're afraid maybe he won't be makhtim with too good. So blight his own, it won't be a carbon tzibur, it won't belong to tzibur. That's why you should not do it. But it's only a chash mid rabbonim. Maybe he won't do a good job. Fight the Mishnah base, poro, to buy a poro aduma. He saw him hamishtalech, Rosh on Yom Kippur, and had the two serim, one Lashem and one Sar Lazozla mishtalech. The Lashem sells a horus, or else this red string they used to put around it. Boyim a trumas alishcha. It would also be paid for the trumas halishcha. The red string they put around the paraduma. That they threw it into the shreifas of the paraduma. Now, kevesh poro fe kevesh soyer hamishtaleach. Kevesh poro means used to have a special bridge to take the paraduma straight across from the Beis HaMikdash to the Haravesim. Today it should not become tomei in between. That a special bridge had to carry it over there. Who adin kevesh soyer hamishtaleach? There was a special bridge to carry out, to walk with the Sarah Mishtaleach. So to pay for this bridges, who had in Voloshin Shebein Karnov, the special red string that was between the horns of the Sarah Mishtaleach, the Yamas Hamayim. Alright, turn over. Yeviyama Samayim, that's the flow of water that went through the Azorah. Yevachaymas here, or else to build up the walls around Yerushalayim. Omigdol Aser, the towers in Yerushalayim. Vechol Tzor Chayir, anything that's necessary for Yerushalayim. Boyim Mishuri Halishcha. This, you would take the money from the Shuri Halishcha. Like we said, you take the Trumas Halishcha. That's to take these three baskets full of the money from the Lishcha. Now the leftover money that they did not take for the Truma, that they use for these things here. That's called the Shuri Halishcha. The leftover money in the room that was not used for the Truma, for the actual buying of the Kavonis, they use it rather for the Tzorcha Yir. Abishol said, Kevesh Pora, that was a special bridge to carry the Pora Duma, to walk it from the Beis HaMikdash to the Haraz Eisim, today it should not go over any Tuma, is Kahanim Gedolim Oysim Oysim Mishalatzman. The Kahanim Gedolim used to pay for this from their own money. We do not have to take it from the Shiuri Halishcha, but rather the Kahanim Gedolim used to pay for it by themselves. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Moisar Shiuri Halishcha. Ma hoya oisim behen. What did they do with the leftover money that was left over in the Lishcha? In other words, after they made the Trumas Halishcha, they had the leftover called the Shiuri Halishcha. That they did with it, they bought these things we had in the last Mishnah, Tzorcha Yir. What about if they had left over from this year, they didn't need it for the Tzorcha Yir? Is Leichon Behem Yenis. With the money they would buy wine, shimonim, oil, uslosos, and flour. And the money would go, the schar would go to Hegdish. Which means, Divri Rabbi Yishmuel, that Rabbi Yishmuel holds, Bezdin, the Gizbur is allowed to go into business. It's like they'll buy wine and oil and flour and sell it, and the money they get, the money they receive from it, the profit, goes lehegdish. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mistakrin mishal hegdish. No, you're not allowed to make money, profit like with money shall hegdish. V'lei mishal aniyim. Who are the money that you have from stock set aside for poor people, you're not allowed to do business with that money. And the Gemara says, the Hebrew is, Shein aniyis b'mokam ashiris. You're not supposed to like act poor, but mokem ashiris in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you cannot do business with this money. Mishnah Dalit. Moisar Truma, ma mehoye oisin bo. With the, after they made the Truma Salishcha, that the money they took out to buy the Karbonis for this year, the Korban Tzibur, if they had leftover money, what do they do with it? Is Rikuya Zohov. They used to make flatten out pieces of gold. Tzipui lebeis kodesh kodesh hakadoshim. To make it look nice, to put around the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to beautify it. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Moiser HaPeiros L'Kayis HaMizbeach. Nerd Rabbi Shmuel Lishitosai, that Rabbi Shmuel said the leftover money from the Shira Lishram, you're allowed to buy Paris and sell them and make profit. What do we do with the profit now? So Moisar HaPeris, the leftover money from the Paris, or the profit we receive from the Paris that the Gizbar sold, is Lakayat HaMizbeach. With that money we put into the shofar called Nedava, that they used to bring the Korban Olah when the Mizbeach was empty. That's called Lakayat HaMizbeach. Or Moisar HaTruma, what do they do with the leftover money from the Truma Talishcha? LeKlisharis. They used it to buy Klisharis. That to buy new kelim in the base of Midish, new klisharis, he used it from the leftover money of the truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva Shita is Meiser HaTruma L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. No, the leftover money from the truma Salishchon is used to buy a korban ola for the mizbeach when the mizbeach is empty. O Meisan Nesachim L'Klisharis. What do we do with the leftover money set aside for Nesachim? With that, we use to buy a klisharis. And some of Farshim say, Maisa Nesachim means if somebody was mechayiv himself to give the Nesachim for this year, and then the prices went down, he still has to give the higher price, so the Gizbar gains on the deal, the extra money that they gain from, you use it to buy a klisharis. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahana Maimer, Maisa Nesachim, what do we do with the leftover money that was set aside for Nesachim? Lakayet HaMizbeach. We use that money to put into the shofar that goes for Nedava, that we use it to buy a korban ola for the Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach is empty. That's called the Kayetz HaMizbeach. O Meister HaTruma LeKlisharis. The leftover money from the Truma Salishcha goes to buy a Klisharis. Zev Zelo HaYomaydim BaPeris. But the last two man the Yomrim, like argue on Rabbi Shmuel, and they do not hold as an Indian of Peris. In other words, Bezdin cannot go and take the money and buy the flour, the wheat, the oil, and the wine to sell it to make profit. They hold you're not allowed to sell it like Rabbi Kiva said on the Mishnah before. Hey, Zloy Hoyu Maidim by Paris. They are not masking for Rabbi Shmuel. There's no din Paris. Bezdin can't, Gizbar can't gain by doing business with the money. Mishnah Hey, Moiser HaKeteris. What's going to be with the leftover the Keteris? The loch was every single day of the year there used to be marked the Keteris. And at the end of the year, let's say they had some leftover. What do they do with the leftover Keteris? Is Mahi Oisimbo, Mafrishim Menu Schar Ha'umnin. They were set aside from this the money that they have to pay the workmen. O Mechalin Oiso Al Schar Ha'umnin. They would make this Keteris now into Chulin. Like, take the money you set aside to pay the workmen and let the Keteris now become Chulin, be Mechalit on the money you would pay the Umnin. And now that the Keteris is Chulin, V'noisten Oiso Al Umnin, Bischorin. We would pay the workmen what they worked in the Beis Hamikdash with the Keteris. Now, once it's chulin biyad ha'umnin, v'chayzrin v'loichin oisa mitrum chadasha. We would go now and take the new money from the Truma Chadasha after Rosh Chodesh Nisan and buy it back again from the umnin. Now, this was an eitzah that they wanted to be able to use the Keteris for the coming year. Now, the leftover Keteris from last year, and you can't use it for this year. Like we said, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy new kabonis from the new money of the Machta Shekel. Therefore, the Eitzer is to let that first Keteris become Chulim, and then we'll buy it back again to use it for the coming year. We'll buy it back with the new, from the new Truma Salishcha. In Bo HaChodesh Bizmanoi, Loik Chinoisim Truma Chadosha, that if they collected already the Machta Shekel and came in time, they would buy the Truma back, they would buy the Keteris back with the new money from the Truma Chadosha. The Yimlov, if they did not yet receive the money from the Trum, from the Machs HaShekel yet for the new coming year, Min HaYishona, then they would have to buy it back from last year's Machs HaShekel. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. HaMaktish Nechosov V'hoyu Behen Dvorim Ruyim L'Kabonis HaTzibur. If somebody said about all this property, I want to make it Hegdish, and in the property had things that are Roy, had like animals that could be for Korban Tzibur, is Alocha Yinosrul Umnin Bischorin. The Eitzah is we have to give these animals to the Umnin for their Schar. And really, the Yerushalmi says it's talking about the Keteris. That if somebody had the Keteris in his own property, and now he's Makdashit, so again, we want this Keteris now to become Chulin, so today we could buy it back again from the new Trumas Halishcha to use it for this coming year. So the Eitzah is that Yinosrul Umnin Bischorin, again, take this Keteris and be Mechalit on money. And then give it to the workmen that they work for the Beis Hamikdash for their pay, and then we'll buy it back again from them from the Truma Chadasha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Omaloi Ben Azay said back to him, Eino hi amida. This is not the right way to do. Ela mafrishin mehen schar hu'umnin. You have to first set aside the money to pay the workmen. Now that you have the money, that's chulun deke money, umechalin oysan al moye sumnin. Now we take the keteris, that's hegdish, and be mechal the keteris on the money that's satisfied to give the umnin. Now, v'noysan oysan l'umnin b'scharin, now that the keteris is already mechulul, so it's chulun, give it now to the workmen for their pay, v'choizrin v'loichin oysan mitru mechadosha. And then we'll buy it back again from these workmen, this keteris, with the new money from the Truma Chadosha that we'll be able to use it for the coming year. So the Gemara explains the machlokes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva is that the Ummin work for us and we want to pay them now with the Keteris. So for sure, first we have to make the Keteris Chulun. Rabbi Akiva holds you could be Mechalit on the Malacha, on the work that the Ummin did for us. We don't have to set aside the money and be Mechalit on the money, but rather the work, whatever the Ummin, whatever the workmen did for us on that work, that could also be mechalal hegdish on it. So therefore, we take the keteris and make the keteris chulin by making kedusha bichal on the melacha. And therefore, now that the keteris is chulin, we could pay it directly to the yumnin, and then we'll buy it back again. Whereas Ben Azai holds, no, you cannot be mechalal something al hamelacha. So you can only be mechalal on the money. So therefore, first you have to set aside money shachulin. Mishnah Zayin, ha'maktish nechosa v'hoisa behen behema ruya lagabi hamizbech. If somebody was makdish in the chos molus property, and he had inside it a behemoth, an animal, that's roy to be on the mizbeach. The locher is chorum and a kevis. Let's say he has male and female animals. Is what's the loch of the animals? Is Rabbi Elazar Omer zechorim yimorchul tzarchei olus? The male, you have to sell it, and with the money you have to use it to buy a korban olah with it. As yimorchul tzarchei olus. When the kevis, a female animal, yimorchul, you have to sell it now. The tzarchei is divchei shlomim. In order to be able to use it for a shlomim, udimehem yipluim shor nechosim lebedek habayis. What do you do with the money? The money you put with the rest of nechosim, that goes to the bedek habayis. In other words, Rebbe Lezer holds that when you makdish your nechosim, your ikka kavanah is to give all the value of it to the bedek habayis. So even though you have animals there, that the animals the chura have a kedusha saguf on it, that should be used for a korban, still we say you mean to give the value of it to the bedek habayis. So what you have to do is you have a zocher now, which is roy to be a korban olah. You have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban olah, and the money you get now, you have to put that money into the bedek habayis. Because he holds your blezer, you makdish everything lebedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Zichorim atzmo nikrivu olas. The zocher, when you makdish, even though you makdish tam yinichosim, and usually you mean to give it to the bedek habayis, but something like a male animal that's roy to be a korban olah, you meant to give it a kedushas olah on it. Therefore, you yourself could be makriv this korban for an olah. As yikrivu olas. On a kevis, what about a female? Yimorchul letzarchei zivchei shlomim. You have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban shlomim. V'yavi b'dimeyam olas. And you have to, with that money, buy a korban olah. Because since you are makdish the animals lashem, you meant to say the whole animal should go lashem. That means it should be like a korban olah, which is kulu lashem. Mashenken shlomin, which the bialim and the kanim eat from it, that's not called kulu lashem. So therefore, if you makdish this female animal, you meant to say the whole thing should go on the mizbeach, so therefore you have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban shlomin, and the money you receive back, you'll buy a korban olah with it, and be makdish the whole thing on the mizbeach. Ushar nechosim, the rest of the property you own, that you are makdish, that he's also maskim yitul lebedek habayis. That goes to the bedek habayis. You give it over to them, they'll sell it, whatever they need, they'll use, and when they don't need, they'll sell, and the money they'll use for the bedek habayis fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva says, Royani es divrei Rebbe Elazar. I like better what Rebbe Elazar said, that they both go to the bedek habayis. Midivrei Rebbe Yeshua, rather than what Rebbe Yeshua said. Why? Sher Rebbe Elazar hishvesh midosai. Rebbe Elazar made it smooth, his halacha. In other words, both of them, the money of the animal and the nechosim all go to the bedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's a difference. That the animals, they themselves are hegdish, they're brought for korban, and the rest of the nechosim, his property, goes to the bedek habayis. Omar Rabbi Papayis, Shomati Kedivrei Shneim, I heard like both of them, they're both emes. They're different cases. What does that mean? Shehamakdish Beferish Kedivrei Rabbi Elazar. If somebody says Beferish, I'm speaking out. I want to be makdish my animals and my nechosim. Then he holds like Rebbe Elazar that both of them is only chal gedushas for the bedek habayis. And the reason is that since he went to speak out to Pharish, he has an animal, and he did not say it should be a korban olah, it's a ray, he did not mean gedushas olah on it, but rather he only meant to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the bedek habayis. V'hamakdishtom, mashenken, if somebody stam says, I want to be makdish all my nechosim, and he does not speak out that he has animals there, then we say kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua. Then we hold like Rabbi Yeshua to say that mistam of the animals he talking meant to be a korban eilah. He wants it to bring kabonis. It's only the value of it, the money, that goes to Bedek HaBayis. Mishneches, hamakdish nechosim, for hoyu behen dvorim ruin agabi amizbeach. If somebody was makdish stam all his nechosim, and he has in his nechosim his property things that could go on the mizbeach, like yenos, wine, he has shmonim oil, the yifas of birds, is what's the locha, what type of the kedusha is chal on these things? Rabbi Elezer oimer, yimochru l'sorcha yoisei hamin, you have to sell it for somebody that could use it, could use the yayin from the sochim, could use the shemin, could use the bird, and with the money, you have to bring a korban eilah. Now, this is not the same Rabbi Elezer as he said before, because Rabbi Elezer before said everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. So this is a different Rabbi Elezer, that he holds also, you meant to be makdashit for a korban eilah, but the things itself now you cannot bring. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi Dashan is a posik, that whenever you want to bring a neder, it says, l'chol nedreim, l'chol nedvoisam, asher yagrivu l'Hashem l'yirla. Anytime you want to be menad, like in the Dova, we always say you mean to bring a korban eilah. So here, even though you have this wine, this oil, and the birds, but since they themselves do not come for korban eilah, or else it has to say a boker, it has to be dafka an animal, not a bird, therefore you have to sell these things for people that will use it, for the mizbeach, and then with the money you buy a korban eilah. That's Rabbi Elezer Shita. Rabbi Elezer Oim again, Yimochu L'Tzorchei Oisai Hamin, sell it for people that want to use this flour, or use this wine and this oil, and with the money you get from it, you buy a korban eilah. Any other nechosim, any other property you own that you makdish it stam, for sure you meant to give it to the Bedek HaBayis. Mishnah Tes. Achas l'shloishim yoin, once in 30 days, misharva nesalishcha. That the Beis Din make like a price, a set price, how much is the wine worth, how much is the flour worth, how much is the oil worth. Those that people want to buy and sell things from the Beis Mikdash, or to buy the flour, or to buy the oil from the Beis HaMikdash, so they had a set price. Once in 30 days, they would set the price. If somebody was makabel upon himself like a neder, I'll give a matana to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll give flour. Me'arba, I'll give 4 soyim for the seller. That's what he said he would give. Now, omdu misholish, later on, the flour went up in price, and now for one seller, all you get is just 3 soyim. So Mishnah says, yisapek me'arba. He still has to give 4 sloyim, he has to give 4 soyin to the Beis HaMikdash. What he was originally makabel, accepted upon himself, that's what he has to give. What about the opposite way? Misholish, at the time when he agreed to give it, it was 3 pounds, let's say, for a dollar. For Yomdu Miyarba, then later, at the time to give it, the price went down, and now you get 4 pounds for a dollar. How much does he have to give the Beis HaMikdash? It's Yisampik Miyarba. He has to give now 4 pounds to the Beis HaMikdash. Shayad Hegdish Al Hal Yoinim. The hands of Hegdish is always on top. They always gain. They never lose out. Let's say after you gave the flour to the Beis HaMikdash, it became wormy. It's like wormy by you means you lose out. You have to give the Beis HaMikdash new flour or else you have to get the money back. Let's say the wine that you sold to the Beis HaMikdash becomes spoiled. It's your loss and you have to pay the Beis HaMikdash back or give them new wine. That's what the Tana of this Mishnah holds, that when the Gizbar buys things for the Beis HaMikdash, they buy the flour, they buy the karbonis, they don't give the money until the Mizbeach used it already. In other words, to see that the Mizbeach is kosher and it will be used, or the flour is good and will be used. Once it's used, then we pay up. But before it was used, since we have a suffix, it will be used or not, we don't have to pay up. Hegdish doesn't pay up until Atshe Yehah Mizbeach Miratza. Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph, Elu Hein HaMamunim, Shoye BaMikdash. These were the different people that were appointed, that had jobs like in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoichanan ben Pinchas HaLachisomis. He used to take care of giving out the seals. Like the people used to come to buy the flour. Like first they would buy a pair, they would give the money to Yoichanan ben Pinchas. And let's say they want to buy a pound worth of flour, he'd give them a dollar. And Yoichanan ben Pinchas would give them a chesomis, would give them like a slip, that they have a right to pick it up. Now, Achiyal HaNesochim. Achiyah, he used to take care of mamish giving out the flour. So after the person received the slip from Yechon and Ben Pinchas, then he would go to Achiyah and he would give him the pound of flour. Matisyahu ben Shmuel al ha-piyosis. He used to take care of the pious, to make the garolas, like to choose out which kohen will do which avoida. He took care of that. Psachiyah al-akinim. Psachiyah took care of knowing all the lachas about the different birds, that the Noshrim had to bring for their Kabbalahs. Psachia ze Mordechai. Psachia is also Mordechai. Lom nikri shmei Psachia. Why they call him Psachia? Shrei Pasech bedvorim. He used to open up speaking first. V'darshan v'yadei shivim loshin. He knew how to say good drushes, and he knew how to speak 70 different languages. Ben Achia al choylei mayim. Ben Achia used to take care of the Kohanim that got sick, got stomach problems. Since they used to eat so much meat, and the Gemara says they went barefoot, they used to have a lot of stomach problems. Nechunye choy fesichin. Nechunye, he used to take care of digging the ditches to make sure there's enough water for the early regolim. Givini Korus. Givini was the one that made the announcements. Korus, he like woke them up. And every morning used to say, Omdu akanan labodesechem. Get up to do the avoida. Ben Gever al nilas shorim. Ben Gever, he used to take care of closing the gates of the Beis Hamidrash. Ben Devai ala pekiya. Ben Devai took care of the pekiya, that means to twirl the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arzo ala tzulzel. Ben Arzo took care of this instrument called the tzulzel, the cymbals. Hugras ben Levi ala shir. He took care of the singing of Levim. Ben Garmoy al maisa lechem aponim. Beis Garmoy used to take care of making lechem aponim. Beis Avtinus al maisa ktoris. They used to take care of making the ktoris. Elozo ala proiches. Elozo took care of making the proiches. Or Pinchas al hamalbish. Pinchas used to take care of making sure all the kahanim look good, that the godim fit them perfectly, to fit the kahanim. Mishnah Beis. Ein proichesin mishloisha gizborim. You never not have less than 3 gizborim. Those are people that take care of the money of Hegdish. They appoint the Hegdish. They do all the work with the money of Hegdish. Umishiva armar kolin. You can't have less than 7 armar kolin. Those are people higher up, and they are appointed upon the oitzros, the warehouses, of for the Beis Hamikdash. V'yein oisin shuroro al hatzibur b'momoin pochus mishnayim. Whenever you appoint somebody to be a shuroro, to be a ruler, like over the tzibur, nogeyat in yonam of money, you have to have at least 2 people. If 2 people have to go around to collect the money, to divide out the money, you can't do it with less than 2 people. Chutz mi ben achyo shal chulim mayim. Except for ben achyo, that he used to take care of the people that were sick, he did it by himself. V'yelozo shal ha-proiches, and Eliyozo that used to take care of the proiches, why did they do this? Even though they were a shororo, they were like taking over the tzibur, why did they do it by themselves? Shoysen kiblu roiv ha-tzibur leim. Because the people accepted them upon themselves, by themselves. In other words, even though Achyo also had to do with money, he had to spend the money to buy refuahs, to buy medicine. And the proiches also had to spend money. But since the tzibur accepted them upon themselves, by themselves, they were allowed to do it by themselves. Mishnah Gimel. Arbo choysomos hoye b'migdash. There were 4 different like slips we said you got when you went to the Beis Hamikdash to buy things. The cost of a lame was written on these choysomos on the different slips. Egel, 1. Zocher, a 2nd one. Gedi, a kid. Choyte. These are the 4 different slips you had. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, chamishah hoyu. There were 5 slips. V'yarom is cost of a lame. And it was written in Aramic. Egel. Some say docher it should be, then say that's the ramik for zochor. Kedi, choyte dal, v'choyte osher. If you're a mitzvah that has to bring a korban, there's a difference whether you're poor or whether you're rich. Now, egel. Whenever you have this slip called egel, that means mishamish im nichse boker. Kedei le muktanim. That's if you want to bring a korban, a boker, an animal, whether it's big or small, you have to bring the nesachim for it. So if you want to buy the nesachim for your korban, you buy a slip which has a shem egel on it. And then you go to accept to receive the nesachim for it. Which the nesachim for an egel is, for a bokar is, shloishes reinim solis, and chatziyahin of shemin, the chatziyahin yayin. That's the nesachim you have to bring for a bokar. So the Mishnah says again, that egel is meshamashim nischei bokar, whether you're buying these big animals, whether gedelo muktanim is chormon akevis, whether it's male or female, a cow or a calf, it's the same halacha. Gedi, if you want to have the slip called gedi, that's mishamish nichsei tzoin. That goes if you bring a korban, a tzoin, a sheep, and you want to bring the nesachim with it. Gedelu muktanim zorim unikavis. Whether it's big or small, a zocher unikavim, chus mishal elim. Only elim, only the rams, they have their own halacha. Now the nesachim for regular sheep was, you had a isarin solis, and a revia sahin of shemin, and a revia sahin of yayin. Zocher, if you had a slip on the word zocher on it, that was mishamish yamnischa elim, bilvad, if somebody wants to bring rams. And for that, the nesachim was shnei yisroinim solis, shlisha shahin shemen, and shlisha shahin yayin. Choyte mishamish yamnischa shalish behemis, shel mitzoroyim. If he has a slip for a chayta, that means a mitzvah that he has to bring his korban, his three behemoths for a mitzvah brings the three kabonis, the nesachim that come for them. So the Mishnah Dalit. Mi shehu mevakish nesachim. If somebody came into the base of Midish and he brought a korban, and now he wanted to buy the nesachim there. He wanted to buy the flour and oil and the wine. Is he went to Yechanin, Shumamun alachasomis. He took care, he was appointed over giving out these slips. Now, Noisim le Mois, he would give him the money, or Mekabel Mimenu Chaisim, and he would receive a receipt like a slip from him. Now, with this slip, Boloi Eitzel Achio, Shumamun ala Nesachim, he went to Achio that was appointed over the Nesachim, for Noisim le Chaisim, he would give him the slip, or Mekabel Mimenu Nesachim, and then Achio would give him exactly the amount of flour and oil and wine that he would need. Ul Erevan at night, Boyin Zeitel Ze, his Achio and Yechanin got together. The Achia Moitzias Echsomus, Achias would put out all the Chesomus, all the slips that he received, or Makaba connect the Mois, and if they see if the Cheshbon would stim, if there's enough money, if they collected enough money for all the Nesachim that was given out. V'yim Hoisiru, let's say there's extra money, Hoisiru leHegdish. Hegdish gains on it, and we say the money belongs to Hegdish. V'yim Pochasu, let's say they did not take enough money, then we say, Hoyum Mishalem Yechli Beisai. Like Yochanan is at fault, he did not take enough money from somebody, and he has to pay the difference from his own money. Shiyad Hegdish al Yochanan, because the hands of Hegdish is always on top, they never lose out. They always have to get what they're supposed to. Mishnah Hay. Mi Shavad Mimenu Chaisomai. Let's say somebody went to the base of Hegdish and he wanted to buy the Nesachim, and he gave the money to Yochanan, and he received the slip, and then he lost the slip. Is Mamtin and Loyad Erev. We tell him to wait till at night time, and then they make the Cheshbonis. Yechanan and Achia. Now, imotzu loy kedei chaysom. If they find out that they have enough extra money that was connected, his chaysom is nice and loy. Tomorrow they tell him, you can come back and we'll give you the nesachim tomorrow. V'yim lov, let's say the cheshbon does not shtim. So then, lehoye loy, we did not give it to him. Why? Because we're afraid, he's lying. Because for all the money we received, we gave out the nesachim already today. Now, the Mishnah says, v'shem hayoyim, the name of the day, kosev aleihem mifnei haramoyim. On this slip, it had the date and the name, and the Gemara says the date means exactly which day of the week, which day of the Chodesh, which day of the Shavua, today that a Rami should not be able to find it and use it. Mishnah Vav. Shtei lishchois hoye b'migdish. There were two different lishchois, two different places where to put the money for tzedakah. Achat lishchas chashoyim. One was called the lishcha special room, done quietly. V'achat lishchas hakelim. And one was done where people used to bring the kelim. Lishchas chashoyim. The lishcha that was called quietly is Yirei Chet Noistin Latecha B'chashoy. People that were big Yirei Chet Tzadikim used to come and put the money there quietly. The Aniyim B'nei Tovim Mispanesim Mitecha B'chashoy. And the Aniyim, also Chashav Aniyim, they used to come and take the money out of there privately, like everything was on B'chashoy. That's the way tzedakah should be done. Lishcha Sakelim, what about the other lishcha that Stam they put Kelim in there? That means kol mishum isnadav kli. Anybody that wanted to give a keli to the base of Migdish, any type of utensil he has, is zorkol esoicha. He would throw it into this room. The achat l'shleishim yoyim once in 30 days, gizborim perchsenois. The gizbor would open up the lishcha, and they'd look over what they have there. Now the kol kli shemotzo boy tzaruch lebedekabayis. Any keli that they needed, they could use in the bedekabayis. They would leave this chair, whatever the kli was, and they would use it in the bedek habayis. They hashor the rest of the kelim that they cannot use, nimkorim v'demayim, they would sell it and get the money, v'noifson lishchas bedek habayis. And the money they would put into the lishcha to use the money for the bedek habayis to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Perek Vov, Mishnalef, Shloisha Osa Shreforis. There were 13 different shreforis, means 13 different boxes where they used to put money into. Now, Shloisha Asar Shulchanis. There are also 13 different Shulchanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Shloisha Esrei Hishtachavoyis Hoye B'Migdash. They used to bow down 13 different places in the Beis HaMikdash. Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel, V'shel Beis Rabbi Chanina Askan HaKahanim Hoye Mishtachavim Arba Abba Esrei. They used to bow down 14 places. V'echin Hoyse Yisera, where was his extra place? K'negedir Haitzim, by the room where they used to store the wood. Shekain Masuris Biyodim, this was a Masura they accepted this from the fathers. May Abasayim Shesham Oren Nignas. That after the Bayis Rishon, the Oren was Nignas, and there was the place where Yeshayahu HaMelech was gone at it, hid it. So, but Abayi Sheinah used to bow down at this place by the deer Reitzim, because that's where the Orin was hidden. Mishnah says, Maisa b'koinech, there was a Maisa with one coin, Shoyim Misasek, he was working in the deer Reitzim, he was a Baal Mum, so he could only do was to work with the wood, and for Roho Ritzpa, she Mishunah Mechavroseho, he saw like one of the, on the floor, one of the blocks of the floor was different than the other ones. Is he went to tell his friend, you should know, there's something special here. And Lahispik Ligmaris Adavri was not able to finish what he wanted to tell the people, nor as he figured that this is the place where the Oren was Nignaz, Achiyotsan Shmosa, that he was amazed there. Fiyodo Biyichot Shasham Oren Nignaz. Now, as you know, everybody knew for sure that that was the place where the Oren was Nignaz. Now, the Mishnah says, Fehechen Hoye Mishtachavim. Where did they bow down? So the Mishnah before said they used to bow down 13 different places. Where were they? So the Mishnah says, Arba Betzofen, four used to bow down on the north side. V'yaba Bedorim, four on the south side. Sholosh B'Mizrach, three on the east side. V'shtayim B'Marav, two on the west side. Keneged Shloisha Osa Shorim. Keneged the 13 different gates, entrances to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Shorim Dremim, on the Dorim on the south side. Smuchim L'Marav, which was near the Marav, the west side. Shar Elyon, the top was called the Shar Elyon. Then Shar HaDelek, that's where we used to keep the wood. Shar HaBchoris, they bring the korban, the Bchoris. Shar HaMayim, well, they used to bring the water through that Shar. V'lo Manikris Shemoi Shar HaMayim, why was that Shar, that entrance called the Shar HaMayim? Sheboi Machnisin Tzluche Shamayim Shonisach B'chog. That's where they used to bring this bucket full of water on Chsukis for the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Eleazar ben Yaakov Omer, Boi HaMayim Mefachin. That's where the water used to start coming out. The Asidim Lias Yaitzim Mitachas Mifton Abayis, and Lasa Lova is going to come out from underneath the Beis HaMikdash. Luuma Lumosan on the other side, Batzofin on the north side, Smuch Lumarav, what about the north side of the Beis HaMikdash? Near Marav side, Shar Yechonya, that was one entrance, Shar Korban, another one, Shar Korban, Shar Noshim, and Shar Hashir. For Loma Nikri Shemoy Shar Yechonya, why was that gate entrance called Shar Yechonya? When he went to Golis, that's the Shar he went through. By Mizrach, what was the gates on Mizrach side? Is Shar Nikner, it was Shar Nikner, Ushnei Pishpishin Hoyuloi. It had two small entrances right next to it. So that's how you have three on the east side. Echad b'minov, Echad b'smol, one on the right of it, of the big entrance, one on the left. Ushnayim b'marav, Shlo Hoyulhen Shem. And there were two gates on the west side. But did not have any name to it. Right, the Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Osar Shulchanos Hayah Bamigdash. There were 13 different Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemayne Shoshayis, 8 were made from marble. The Beis HaMitbechayim, that they had in the place where they used to shech the animals to make the Shechita. Shaleya Madiche Nes HaKrobayim. On top of these tables, they would wash off the inside, the kishkes of the animal. Ushnayim Bamarav, they used to have Bamarav HaKevesh. On two tables, whereas on the west side of the kevesh, that's the plank going up to the mizbeach. Echad shel shayish, one shulchan there was made out of marble. The echad shel kesef, one was made out of silver. Al shel shayish, the one that was made out of marble, hoye noisnin esrei horim. On that, they used to put the pieces of meat, like before they put it up to the mizbeach to burn it, they would put the evorim, the pieces of meat, on this table. Al shel kesef, on the table that they had there from kesef, from silver, klei shoris. They used to have to take out the klisharis every day that they used. They would take them out and leave it on that table. That they used to use 93 klisharis they used to use throughout the day. Ushnayim b'ulam. There were two shachonis in the ulam. Mibifnim al pesach. And the inside of the entrance of habayis. Echot shoshayish. In the ulam, one was made from marble again. V'yechot shozov. One was made from gold. Al Shoshayish, the one that was made from marble, Noisnin Lechem Aponim Bechnisosei. When they used to come into the Ulam on Shabbos with the new Lechem Aponim, they would put it down on that table. The Al Shel Zohav Yitziosei. And when they took Lechem Aponim off the real Shulchan, they used to put it down on the gold one. Shemalam Bakodish Vloimaridin. Because you have to go upwards and not downwards. You can't first put it on the gold and then put it on the marble, rather than the other way. First on the marble, then on the gold. The Yechud Shel Zohav Mifnim. And there was one Shulchan made out of gold that was inside the Panim in the Kochim, Sha'ol of Lechem Aponim Tomid. That was the Shulchan that they used to leave the Lechem Aponim on it the whole week. They put it on Shabbos, it stood there the whole week, and first took it off the next Shabbos. Now, Mishnah 8. Now it comes back to explain the first part of the first Mishnah. That Shloisha Osa Shafaros Hayba Migdish. There were 13 different shofaros, means 13 different boxes that looked like a shofar. The top of it was narrow, that they could put the money in there, but they couldn't be able to put the hand down in there to take the money out. And on the bottom...